there weren't any parties, she'd park by the quarry, walk into the woods until she came to a clearing where townies would gather and drink until blackout, smoke six till they're sick, pack bowls and then pass out. Windows wide open to let the hard rock in. Theirs was a rage that didn't need much convincing. The girls gave her glares, but the boys were quite pleasant. To be totally honest, they didn't seem much different. When there weren't any parties, sometimes she'd party with townies. Out on the parkways, after the parties, it was always arousing when they'd rev up their engines. It's hard to describe, so she kept it a secret. The girls that she lived with, they knew nothing about it. The night with the fight and the butterfly knife was the first night she spent with that one guy she liked. She gave him a ride to some kid's house in Cleveland. He stayed there for 2 weeks, the cops finally found him. He didn't seem that different, except for the blood on his jacket. He didn't seem that different, except for maybe his haircut. He didn't seem much different. It didn't seem that different up until this one little incident. It didn't seem much different. Now the cops wanna question everyone present. They parade every townie in town through the stations, but no one says nothing, and they can't find the weapon. The girl takes the stand and she swears she was with him. Her father's lawyers do most of the talking. She's sick of the questions, sick of the concept of justice and fairness. Who the hell cares who gets caught in the middle? She smokes and she ponders this riddle. When one townie falls in the forest, can anyone hear it? When one townie falls. When one townie falls in the forest, does anyone notice? One drop of blood on immaculate cat. Mom, do you know where your girl is? Sophomore accomplice in a turtleneck sweater. Dad, do you know where your kids are? Sniffing at crystal and cute little cars. Get nailed against dumpsters behind towny bars. It's a cute little town with cheats and cafes. Her friends all seemed nice, she was getting good grades. But when she came home for Christmas, she just seemed distant and different.
Welcome to the Too Much Rock Podcast. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with the Hold Steady with the song One for the Cutters off the band's forthcoming album, Stay Positive, that is set for release on July 15th on Vagrant Records. Pick that up when you can. It is a fantastic album, my favorite of the band since their first album. And while that song may not be terribly indicative of the sound of the rest of the album, it is exemplary of the fantastic storytelling skills that Craig has. So pick that one up when you can. We're going to continue on here. This is a song by The Bird and the Bee.
again and again and again and again. Do it again, do it again, again and again. It's a shame, it's a shame, it's a perfect shame. Creep under my door and we do it again. Stupid and perfect. I hate you, I want you, I hate you, I hate you. Oh, again, again, again. Oh,
I really do enjoy that to the last note. That is Scarlett Johansson with the song Falling Down. You're probably sick to death of that song as the video's everywhere, but it really is my favorite from the album. The album is called Anywhere I Lay My Head. It is a collection of Tom Waits covers, of course, and was released in May on Rhino Records. The album has gotten kind of mixed reviews. I think a lot of people have faulted Scarlett Johansson for having a weak voice, and I don't know that she does. I think she's just getting a lot of pressure because she is Scarlett Johansson, everyone's indie wonder girl. But I really enjoy the album, and the production by Dave Sitek, is that his name, from TV on the Radio? Fantastic. It kind of falls into background music at times, but that's a good thing, I think. Before that, we played The Bird and the Bee from their self-titled album. The song was called Again and Again, released on Blue Note Records back in January of 2007, and it definitely shows. It's got a jazzy, loungy feel throughout the album, though that track kind of reminds me more of, I don't know, the trip-hop alternative kind of trancy scene, I guess, that happened in the early 90s in the UK with bands like Bel Canto and Opus 111 and I don't know. Anyway, we're going to continue on here. This is a song by The Last Shadow Puppets.
Up in the autumn branches, built from nothing but high hopes and thin air. He collected up some baby blasted mothers. They took their chances, and for a while they lived quite happily up there. He came from New York City, man, but he couldn't take the pace, and thought it was like a dog-eat-dog world. Then he went to San Francisco, spent a year in outer space with a sweet little San Franciscan girl. I can hear my mother wailing and a whole lot of scraping of chairs. I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on upstairs. He had to get out of there. And San Francisco, well, I don't know. And then to L.A., where he spent about a day. He thought even the pale sky stars were smart enough to keep well away from L.A. Meanwhile, Larry made up names for the ladies, like Miss Boo and Miss Quick. He stockpiled weapons and took pot shots in the air. He feasted on their lovely bodies like a lunatic and wrapped himself up in their soft yellow hair. I can hear chants and incantations, and some guy is mentioning me in his prayers. Well, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on upstairs. San Francisco, L.A., I don't know. But Larry grew increasingly neurotic and obscene. I mean, he never asked to be raised up from the tomb. I mean, no one ever actually asked him to forsake his dreams. Anyway, to cut a long story short, fame finally found him. Mirrors became his torturers. Cameras snapped him at every chance. The women all went back to their homes and their husbands with secret smiles in the corners of their mouths. He ended up, like so many of them do, back in the streets in New York City, in a soup queue, a dope fiend, a slave, then prison, then the madhouse, then the grave. Oh, poor Larry. But what do we really know of the dead, and who actually cares? Well, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on upstairs.
A couple of obvious cuts for you there. First, we played The Last Shadow Puppets with the song The Age of Understatement. That is the title track from their album that came out in May on Domino Records. The band, of course, features Alex Turner from Arctic Monkeys and definitely sounds like it, though there's a stronger 60s swirling, wonderful vibe to it that makes me like it more than the Monkeys now, I think. It definitely reminds me of very early David Bowie, and I'm talking very early. Hunt It Down and listen to him when he was kind of all Northern sold out, I guess. After that, we played Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with the title track from Dig Lazarus Dig, his album that came out in April on Mute Records. And it's a very good album, my favorite Nick Cave album in a while, actually. And boy, can that man rant and tell stories. Very good stuff. We've come to the end of the podcast, so let me get the business out of the way. Let you know you've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast number 87. I'm your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to end things off this week with a track by Death Cab for Cutie. More obviousness, I guess. The song I'm going to play is I Will Possess Your Heart off the band's album Narrow Stairs that came out May 13th on Atlantic Records. And again, this is the single, but it happens to be the best song on the album as well, so I'll play it. I'll play it in all of its 8-minute and something glory, though I think it probably could deal with a radio edit. I don't know. I enjoy it. I hope you do too. Thank you much for listening.
That you can't read just yet. You gotta spend some time, love. You gotta spend some time with me. And I know that you'll find love. I will.
your heart.
Your heart.